Calling Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
On today's program, we feature the New Beginning Farmers Association. Stay with us to find out more and later or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Oyes. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
ABC, 1, 2, 3.
Match for you and me and he and
me. Parents gone to work, them a do the match. We a early for school, me a do the match. Me polishing my shoes, me pulling up my socks. Taxi man collecting fear, I fi do the match. The numeracy level not drop and be proud of that, 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 that. Match in the schools need to improve that, that, that. Challenge myself, set goals up top. Match a fi me, match a fi you, that, that, that.
A message from the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information. Math counts.
The New Beginning Farmers Association, based in joint with St. Elizabeth, was formed in September 2015 with the aim of eradicating poverty and reducing crime in the area. The registered farmers group started out with 127 members and a 5-member executive board.
Our members were pulled from about 5 neighboring districts, which is Gianthood, Eldersley, Cedar Spring, Retirement, and Whitehall.
Chairman of the New Beginning Farmers Association, Coswell Roden. Mr. Roden says in the past he noticed that the farmers in the area were in need of farm tools to boost production. Through the association, a partnership was formed with Food for the Poor to meet this need. Food for the Poor has been supplying the group with farm tools since 2016. The farmers group now boasts a membership of 130 with 3 farm groups, the Jointwood, Eldersley and Cedar Spring branches. 2 of the branches, Eldersley and Cedar Spring, were formed in March. The Eldersley branch is headed by young farmer Delroy Robinson, while the Cedar Spring branch is led by Naveen Vassal Thompson.
And at present, the Cedar Spring farmers, they are preparing land to plant coconut, as there is a pilot program going on right now where we will get in coconut plants from the Coconut Industry Board. So about 20 persons will be given the chance to plant at least 1 acre each.
The main crop that is cultivated is ginger. One of the association's biggest achievements to date is that 30 farmers sold 15 tons of ginger valued at $6.5 million.
About 65 farmers in Gianthood alone are planting crops that will yield approximately 100 tons for the 2019 crop, which is between January up to March.
In 2016, 16 farmers were each able to plant 1 acre of pimento thanks to seedling support from the Export Division of the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries. The group has also benefited from a contract with Walkerswood to supply the company with 300,000 pounds of yellow Scotch bonnet pepper per year. Other crops grown by members of the association include yam, banana, plantain, dasheen, cassava, coffee, citrus, pineapple and mangoes. The New Beginning Farmers Association gives back to the community and especially to the senior citizens in the area each year by hosting a health fair. This year's staging will be held on Thursday, April 26 on the grounds of the Jointwood Apostolic Church from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. All neighboring communities and members of the public are invited. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Yaguan pie firuo sam boil. Translation: you will pay for roast and boil. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
This is Principal Hazel Morgan. Through the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, my students now enjoy the comfort of flushable toilets at school.
My name is Peter Angus. I am a Honeyan farmer. JCF helped me get more from my crops.
I'm Valerie Jones, and JCF has helped me turn my bed and breakfast dream into a successful enterprise.
And my name is Ricardo Spencer, and JCF built my new classroom.
For 20 years, JCF, with the help of its local and international partners, has been creating opportunities and investing in Jamaica. The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, investing for community development.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, you will be punished severely. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.